These questions are excellent, you guys. These are outstanding. And unfortunately, I don't think we'll have time to get to them all, but we will do what we can. What we thought we'd do is start off with just a few periods of sort of like, well, let me just throw this out. As much bad rap as we put on technology, our dating, it goes back before this, but it really started with a text message that was never supposed to make its way to me. It was an accidental text message from Jill to Candy that came to me that said something to the effect, "I don't think he would ever go out with me." And it was sent to me. And anyways, so that's kind of how the dating part of this started. But so phones can be, you know, they can lead you sometimes in a good direction. But take it away.
All right, so we knew each other all of our life. We would like going to camp meetings and stuff. But he is quite a bit older than me. So we always, 6 years. But so we always were like kind of in different, I don't know, different groups. Or I was 13 when he was 19. So, I mean, that's a big difference.
So, it is now, but not later.
So when we, you know, and then when we started dating, I was 18 and he was 24. So it's a little bit better. But I went out to Oregon camp meeting in 2006. And I think a big group of us went that year, and we were talking in a group one time about tennis or something, and I'm like, oh yeah, I play tennis, which I don't. Like, I play tennis as well as I play volleyball, which is not very good at all. And so he was like, well, I do too. Let's go in the morning at 7. I'll pick you up and go play tennis. Well, he failed to mention he was on the tennis team in high school. So we got there, and it was a disaster. But that's kind of how it started. And then we were just, like, friends that week. And then that's when I sent, like, the weird text message to Candy. During church, mind you. During their church. So that was really awkward. And anyway, that's how it started, though.
So then we started dating soon after that. Anyways... So, several questions that have come in have been about long distance, and how do you, because obviously you guys know that Sister Jill here was from this congregation, and myself is from that great state of Oregon out there, you've heard of it in the West, about 2,400 miles away. So, if long distance relationships have a lot of money and buy a lot of plane tickets. It's a joke, you guys. She came out quite a bit. And fortunately, she had a good job. And I was in college at the time. And she did come out to see us quite a bit, right? Mm-hmm. And I came back here for camp meeting and such. So we did get to see each other quite a bit, which was nice. But the long distance thing can be difficult. Is anyone in a long distance relationship right now? No one's going to admit to it? All right, there we go. Yeah, it can be kind of tough. We had several trips where they got extended. Jill would come out for a week and stay for 2 weeks, and then that 2 weeks maybe would turn into a third week. Or there was a time or two when I came back here, and I went to the airport, and then I came back from the airport. And so we made lots of changes. But let me say this about dating. You guys hear from me quite a bit, so I want Jill to talk. And please, I'll get to the questions. If you guys have questions at any point, I want you guys to jump in and be part of this. But I highly encourage, and I still feel the same way, I try to steer students or young people away from dating sites. I don't think it's a good place to go. I don't think I've ever even been on one. Personally, but I go to dating. I was at dating sites a lot growing up, and they were camp meeting, Church of God camp meeting, and revivals. Not those kind of dating sites. So that's what I encourage, and I still encourage it. You want to see people. You want to mingle with people. Of course, you and I understand that it's important that they understand truth, and the truth, because. Once you get married, You want here, and this was my desire, is once you get married, I wanted to be able to travel together to camp meetings and revivals and all this together as a family, and not have that war in the home, if you will. So, huge, obviously, it's the biggest thing, is to make sure that whomever you're dating or courting or whatever, is saved and ultimately the right one, which we can talk more about that in a moment. Take it away.
Anyway, so we did long distance for 3 years, and it was really hard and lonely. We didn't have like a normal dating life, like Friday night date night. We never had that, and I just would work a ton to basically pay for plane tickets. And then we celebrated. I remember like celebrating every holiday. Like I would send him a card for National Almond Day. I
mean, sweetest day.
Like, sweetest.
I didn't know that existed. You guys know that? Jill knows all about these holidays. Sweetest day.
When you're long distance, you gotta get crafty. So I remember like celebrating Almond Day and sending him like an almond card. I mean, you just have to. I don't know. And then one time he was in Tennessee singing with his quartet, and I had Brandon drive me down there on a Saturday night. All night long we drove. We got there for Sunday, and then we turned around and came home Monday. But I just wanted to see him. So
that's dedication, folks.
That is dedication. Thank you, Brandon. But anyway, lots of airport. I remember I used to get like plane tickets for under 200. So that was like when it was cheaper. So. And then I would fly a lot, and that's actually how I got Jersey's name. I sat beside a lady with a baby one time, and I helped her, and her little girl's name was Jersey. And so I'm like, oh, if I ever have a girl one day, that's her name. So that's that story. And I never really, like, when I met Reggie, I wasn't thinking about getting married or dating. I actually had signed up for, like, a college, but, like, an expedited college or something. And so I was going to do that, and I didn't, you know, you're 18, you don't know what you're going to do, and that was me. And I signed up for some college in Columbus somewhere, I don't remember what it was called or what I was even going to do. Clearly I wasn't serious about it. But then I met Reggie, and I'm like, no, I'm not going to college, because then I just can't fly off whenever I want and see Reggie. So I just worked at Miller's Essen Plots, and like, so a lot of people don't even know what that is anymore. Do you guys remember what Miller's was?
Rolls, but Amish honey.
Yeah, so I worked there. I was a waitress and worked in the office, and they were really good to me and let me off whenever I wanted. So that's what I did until we got married. I never like dated anyone in the world, or I never knew I didn't want to date anyone in the world, or because I knew once you start that connection, it's kind of hard to break it off if you get feelings, and you know, it's hard. So I never really wanted to do that. I was always scared of the guys or the world, or because you never know. Like, I always hear the scary stories, you know, the abusive relationships, or so I never really did any of that. I don't know. Reggie was my one and only boyfriend, so there's that.
Okay, moving on. So I was told by several or a few young people, don't make this awkward.
I know.
So we'll try not to make this awkward here. Want to talk a little bit about how old we were when we started dating, and kind of, you know, what my personal feeling or opinion about like the whole marriage thing. I know some people see it differently, and you know, you hear stories. You might have grandparents that got married when they were 15 or something. Of course, I don't advise that at all. I think your desires change a lot. I think your perspectives change a lot. I think that you're young and you should enjoy your youth and you should take your time. One thing I want to throw out is about school. You know, after high school, a lot of young people, and I was, I suppose, kind of that way too, although I knew I wanted to go to college, was like, you know, now what, right? How many of you guys are senior or just graduated? Like this next year, will be a senior, just graduated? Yeah, it's like, now what, right? I mean, some of you probably are pretty driven. You know exactly what you want to do. I want to go to college. I knew that. Didn't know what I wanted to study. So that's partly why I was in college for 9 years, even though I'm just a teacher. Not a surgeon or anything. But anyways, college, in my opinion, college is a great route. But I also encourage young people, stay at home, especially if you have saved parents. I know the tendency today is to... get or graduate and then I'm going to take off. Well, I wasn't that way, and I don't think it's wise, especially if you have safe parents. Stay home. Go to college. Marriage is going to be there. I know it's really hard, and I can think back to my younger years as well. You're excited, right? You're anxious for that next step, and it's so easy for older people to say, you need to wait, you need to wait. That's easy for us to say, and it's much harder when you're in that position. But it really is, and 21, you're not an old maid. 25, you're still not an old maid. I was 27, and I know there's others who were older. Sister Tammy here tonight. She was more like 30 or 31, I think. But the point is, it's going to happen. I mean, it's very rare, we have situations where people just have chosen not or whatever. But marriage is going to happen. All right, your turn.
Okay, so anyway, when we got married, I was 21. He was 27. And we got married in 2009. We just celebrated our 12 years. When you're dating, though, people, your significant others, you only see like the highlights of them. Of course, you only want to see their best side. But so that's when I think the first year of marriage is hard. But I mean,
really
it's good.
Hard.
It's really hard. But it's good to see that other side and how it's good to not fight. Like, not, you know what I mean? It's good to have disagreements. It's good to, and then to work through those. It's nice. I mean, it makes. It's easy and it's healthy to have disagreements. We are complete opposites. I don't know if you guys know that about us. We are complete opposites. He loves music. I know nothing. The only thing we like is like Diet Pepsi and tacos. So somehow it works.
And that's partly why I think it's important to date for a while. Like this business of dating for a month and proposing, I don't advise it. This is something that's intended to be for life. We dated for 3 years. I'm not saying it has to be that way, but you should date for a while. And of course, some of that depends on how old you are as well. But anyways, keep going. You're doing great.
Okay. So I remember a situation when we were dating, and a friend of mine started dating after me, and then got engaged before me, and I used to be your guys' age, and I remember how hurtful that was. I just felt like, why them? Why not me? But I remember you guys sang the song the other day, and I was like, oh, that's the song. The song always helped me. Teach me, Lord, to wait. Where? Down on my knees, till in your own good time you answer my pleas. Do you guys know that song? You guys sang it the other day. But anyway, I just remember that was like really hurtful to me. And now looking back, I'm privy, what's that word?
Privy or aware.
Of the marriage behind the scenes, and it's not a good situation. So it's good to date a while, and then I always say this to my husband and my kids, life is not a competition. Like it's not who gets to, ooh, she has a boyfriend first, she got married first, she has a baby first. Because every area of your life that can be, even in clearly in a different time of you guys, it can easily creep in and be like, oh, well, they got this, I want to be this. And it's actually like quite miserable and not fun and costs you a lot of money. So life is not a competition. Take your time. Just because Jacob has a girlfriend doesn't mean Mitchell needs a girlfriend. Just like, you know what I mean? It's just take your time and everything
Ladies
will happen mind. When it's supposed to happen.
You might be mistaken. But
one day. One thing about dating as well, and I can remember this too, is you'll get lots of opinions. Yeah, people, we did anyways. That's not the one for you, and that's the one for you, and this one's the one for you, and that one's the one for you. And obviously, if it's a saint of God, it's your parent or whatever, you should take their advice. I'm not discounting that at all. But ultimately, you have to know. They're not the one living with this person for the next 50 years or whatever. You have to know for yourself. And so I think it's just a really important, and that's where I think the dating, the courting for a while is important. You get to know each other in a variety of settings, in church, during youth activities and all that kind of thing. So you can be sure. And I think that's actually, several of you maybe asked that. That's a hard question. How do you know she or he's the one? That's a really hard question. But I think that the important thing is to court or date for a while, if possible. I mean, that's, you know, take your time, because and you see that your personalities mesh. She mentioned the first year of marriage or a few years. Yeah, I'm telling you, it's hard. I was 27, and someone asked about pet peeves in here. I didn't realize I had so many pet peeves till I got married. And that's no knock on Jill. But it's like, you know, you're so used to doing things a certain way, you guys. For instance, the garbage can lid, I hate when it's left open. And my wife is notorious for leaving it open as she's emptying all the scraps in the kitchen and whatever. And things like the vacuum. She gets the vacuum out, and because she's always, you know, in progress, I guess, of vacuuming. When I vacuum, I like to have that cord whipped up and tucked away as quick as possible. So you suddenly realize, like, all these annoyances, right? Well, they're not really annoyances. It's just part of life or part of a marriage. But the first few years of marriage can be really difficult. Really difficult. So it's important in that it's the right one, and that you've taken your time making that decision, and that it's a safe companion, of course, is the biggest thing. Okay, let's move into the marriage for a moment here. Someone had asked about a poem. I wrote her a poem. So we're going to go. This is the night of the proposal, folks. So
go ahead.
I'm at college and at Portland State University. My wife's in town. And I've decided I'm going to propose to her. And at the Portland City Grill, which is a beautiful restaurant in Portland. Not you can go to McDonald's, you guys. You want to. Your wife or might not appreciate that, gentlemen. But anyway, so I wrote this. I think I actually just wrote this poem that afternoon. It was kind of a last minute thing.
Whoa.
But I'm going to read it. Here we go. My darling Jill. This is 2008. Reginald James Stegmaier, you might have heard of him. December the 1st, 2008. Wait a minute. Anyone in here not born in 2008? You all would be born, right? No, that's 13, 14 years ago, whatever. Okay, so here we go. Let's see if I can see this. I can't believe the moments here when I will ask you to share in building, establishing, and beginning a life of a soon-to-be husband and wife. Plane tickets. Luggage and money has been spent attempting to bridge this great distance. Laughs, pain, and yes, tears too, sharing and conversing over lots of food. 2 years ago on a November night, we first began our courting flight. Sure, it's been tough and trying at times, but worth every second for my soon-to-be bride. Now I will ask the woman of my dreams, darling Jill, will you marry me? All right.
It's not so romantic right now.
So that was the night of the proposal. But, you know, that's a hard thing. And several of you asked, how do you know it's the right one? That's a really hard thing. Because you, for me, I knew it was a decision for life, right? And I think that marriage has to be viewed that way. I'm sure we all are aware of marriages around us that aren't well, right? Or that have dissolved. And that happens, and certainly God can help that, and we don't look down on them or, you know, treat them differently or anything like that. But it doesn't have to be that way. And of course, God's plan is that it's not that way. And so these decisions, I know when you're young and it's just everything's pretty flippant and, you know, lighthearted for the most part, but the decision of marriage is a huge decision. We don't want to scare anyone away. I mean, marriage is awesome. And I'm glad for it, but it is a big decision. All right.
Okay. So I knew he was the right one. I never, like, had, like, a dream or a... I don't know what people have. I never had that. But when, like, I'd get mad at him, I'm like, I'm never talking to you again. And then I'd totally call him in, like, an hour. So I knew, like, I couldn't live without him. And I don't know. I just knew. I don't know. I never had a doubt in my mind. So... I don't know.
Let me throw this in too. In relationships, we had this a little bit, and I saw my sisters go through some of couple sisters. You may go in a time in a relationship where you break it off. It doesn't mean it's over. Because during that relationship time or that courting time, sometimes that breaking off is just to make sure it's the right one. And I think we had a little bit of that, or at least I felt that. Maybe it was my fault, but where I was like, "Whoa, is this what I want, or what I should be doing?" Kind of thing. What?
Do I finish the story?
No,
and
don't.
Then I gave you an iPod, and you were like, oh, okay, that's fine.
iPod means nothing to these guys now. I gave you an iPhone 12X.
It was a Nano.
ZR77. Okay, Nano. So if you're in a relationship right now, and it's...
Is this a good sign?
Thunder. Don't like fill it all over, because I think... Has anyone experienced that where a relationship's been on and off and there's been a little bit of no one? Okay, cool. Let's get to some questions here. Sister Jill.
Wait, maybe you shouldn't say that. Or like say their name.
I'm not gonna say their name. So not unless they want me to.
No idea. Okay.
I'm interested in a really fun, cute guy. How do I get him to like me? Do you want me to say names, you guys,
no.
or not?
No.
Okay, I won't
just
say
be
names.
Yourself, because when you get married, he's just be yourself, because Reggie loves me, I think, for I'm dorky and nerdy, and he loves me, right?
So, where's Celeste at?
No. But, like, be yourself, and he'll like you for you. I always feel like people... try to make themselves something that they're not, and then they're gonna find out about it real quick, especially the longer you date or how much. Oh, I forgot something about when we were dating. He was in the music program in college, so every so often he'd have to learn an instrument.
Hell yeah.
And he would literally put me on speakerphone and play his trumpet for I don't even know how long. It was horrible because he just was learning. And I was just like, oh, like it was an hour or two. But that's what we did. And Brandon, I'm surprised.
Where's Brandon? Here.
He always used to make fun of me because his bedroom was downstairs and he could hear our conversations. Or just, he heard me laughing all the time. So anyway, back to that question. Just be yourself. He'll like you. If he's meant for you.
Okay. Excellent. Next question. Why am I still single? am I answering this one?
Mm-hmm. Ashton wrote it.
What's that? That's a great question, man. Count yourself lucky. No, I'm just kidding. Again, I encourage you guys to get out and be active. You know, some just like stay at home, and obviously you guys are not. You're in camp meetings, so you're being active. But go to camp meetings, go to revivals, and also you can't just like go. Brother Dishman preached the other night about being in a box or whatever. Be friendly, right? The Bible says if you want friends, show yourself friendly. You got to be friendly, and I think there's some people that just try to like. And I know some people are bashful, and I get that, but you got to. You got to make friends and you be friendly. So go to the youth activities. Like, don't stay at home all the time. And again, those dating sites. If you found your spouse on a dating site, great. I'm not trying to make fun of or, but I personally don't advise people to do that or young people. And go to youth gatherings. Okay. Next question, or you want to go? You have something else? Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say something about social media, relationships, even. I mean, they post their highlight reels with everything, not just, you know, your relationship. They only post like, yay, look at me, I'm on vacation, or look at my amazing husband. They never post like, you just got done fighting, or you have no money, or you're homeless, or I'm trying to think of some of our home. They never post about like, well, those months we ate bean burritos because we had no money. But so watch out for those, because those even can creep in on us. As our age, it's like, oh, they're perfect, or look at their amazing life. But behind the scenes, it's not always perfect. Marriage is hard. A relationship is hard. And so don't get caught up in, like, the social media lies. They're not all what they post about or what they post or appear to be. Because they're, yeah, we're all hot mess.
Yeah, I mean, when you guys are out, of course, dating or whatever, you're dressed up, you've got perfume and cologne or whatever on, and you're all fancied up, and you're looking your best, right? When you're married, you know, you're together all the time. And so it's a little different perspective. And also, there's a tendency, like when you court and date or whatever, that you're like always on your best behavior, and you're excited, right? It's an exciting time. But when you're once you're married, it's kind of like, okay, and there's that expression like when the honeymoon is ended, right? Now what? And so you really want to make sure that it's someone you like to be around, for crying out loud. If it's only because it's a cute guy, well, great. But is it someone that you love their personality, that's saved? Of course, that's obviously most important. But do you enjoy their personality? Are they funny? I mean, do you enjoy them? If you don't really enjoy being around them, what are you doing, right? So I think that's a really important thing. Someone asked, is it true that a lot of Oregon people like sushi?
I don't, but I'm not a true Oregonian.
We don't really eat it. I don't mind it. I like fish and stuff, but great question.
But do you like raw fish?
I'll eat it. I mean, I used to do more of it since we've been married. That's another thing. Let's talk about food for a moment.
That was a big thing when we got married. His mom cooks completely different than how I was raised.
Pop forbidden in our house. Now we got a pop fridge in the garage. Don't tell my mom that.
His mom just cooked way different than I was raised. Hello, Ohio. So I remember when we were first married, I was so proud of my chicken pot pie. And I did a lot of work on that. And he came home and he was like, never make that again. So that was the
she
one and only time.
She makes it sound worse than it really was.
So that was the one and only time I made chicken pot pie. And that's the only time he's ever said, never make that again. But
I will say this, though. I don't think she did a lot of cooking when she was at home. Is that right, Sister Kimberly?
I made spaghetti.
But she's a great cook. So
learn a lot on YouTube.
Yeah, yeah. And I might say this to the gentleman out there. Learn to cook, guys. It's fun to cook. Barbecuing. Jacob's giving me a fist pump. Yeah, it's really fun to cook. And believe me, you can help your wife that way. The cooking doesn't and the cleaning, all that stuff doesn't have to be all about the wife. You gentlemen can learn how to sweep too.
True.
You want me to keep preaching, ladies?
Yeah.
All right.
The man quite miserable.
There are so many good questions here. Let's see. What you want to answer this one? What's the best quality you find in each other? What do you believe is the best quality to look for?
Personality. Like, I don't know. Sometimes I joke that he's a dud, but he's not really a dud. He's laid. I'm telling you, we're like complete opposite. He's laid back and easygoing, and I'm kind of opposite of that. But I don't know. It works. So it's a personality.
It does get kind of annoying sometimes, you guys. When we're driving, I tend to wander I meditate, you know, so miss exits and turns and things like that. That drives her crazy. Focus! What are you doing? Right, Brother Session? Focus! Yeah, no.
He meditates a lot, and it's so annoying. We, like, miss our exit, or I'm like, I wanted to go to Chick-fil-A, and he's just, phew. So that's really annoying. But
yeah. So I think we were dating coming from the Oregon coast that one time when we took a little scenic route on accident and added, like, 2 hours to the trip. But that was an accidental thing.
Or one time we went to Brother Borders for a revival. And somehow we got completely lost. Ended up in Zanesville. We did not get home until 5 in the morning. That was before, like, GPS. He, like, when we first started dating, he had all these maps in his car. And that was before GPS. And I had no idea how to read them, but that was before GPS.
Sister Kim wasn't very happy, I guess.
No, she waited up all night for us.
By the way, Brother Sesher, he told me a joke that I need to share with you guys. He said, someone told me to embrace my mistake. So he turned and hugged his wife. That was not nice, was it? Brother Sesher told me that one. Okay, we've talked about long distance. There's been several questions about that. If there's anything else you guys want. I think we've hit a lot of these. Weird fact about dating or something you'd remember? I don't know. Do you remember?
So long ago.
Yeah. A lot of long distance questions. What else you guys want to know about? Or what, you guys have heard a lot of speakers. What's something you're wondering about besides, like, I think we've gone through several of the cards. Yes?
What was your reaction when you got that text?
I think I actually stood up and walked back to Candy and said, I think this text was meant for you. Oops.
We forgot to share our wedding pictures.
Oh, yeah, I got one picture. Yeah, so I think that was my first reaction, but I think I know I was starting to like her already, so.
It started the romance. Yes, Jacob.
Actually, an important one. Okay. How did you guys know you're perfect for each other?
I thought, because I knew I couldn't, like, live with that. Like, I couldn't, like, not talk to him. Even when I was, like, so mad at him, I still, like, had to call him and tell him about my day, or he was my best friend. He's still my best, like, make sure when you're dating, he's your best friend, I mean, besides God, because that's all you're going to have in marriage. Like, your friends are going to go, because you're in a different area of, you know, life than them. He's seriously my best friend. Like, we have been through a lot together. We recently were homeless for 6 months, and that was hard, but, like, we tried to make it fun. We laughed, and it was hard, don't get me wrong, but he's my best friend. I tell him everything, and he doesn't, like, judge me, or, you know, I can tell him everything, and I hope he could tell me everything, but make sure that's...
There's one other thing I was going to mention, and then we'll get a question here. Yeah, do any of you guys, like, despise talking on the phone? Yeah. That was kind of me, right? And a long-distance relationship is kind of hard because that's what you got, right? I like to get on the phone and talk my business, and I don't like to just go on and on the phone. Well, Jill got really smart when we were dating, and she would say, tell me about that scripture in Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, verse number 4, about, and we would go, and
he
then
would
that,
go on for like
and then the
minutes.
Discussion would go on. So she... It was a clever way of her keeping me on the phone. All right, question here.
Okay, so Julie, you said you only have one boyfriend. Reggie, how many girlfriends did you have?
He claims that we haven't dated, so.
I never had a girlfriend. No. Great question. I was a little bit older than her, for one, and so anyways. But the point is that. Awkward for you guys or me? Now it's awkward for me.
Definitely you.
The point is to keep going to camp meetings and be friends with lots of people, you guys, because it's hard to know, right? I mean, it's one thing you could say, well, God's going to direct me just straight to the one. Well, he may, but I would just encourage you to be friends to lots of people. Great question, Kaylee. I'll talk to you later. Okay, so, just kidding. All right, any other questions? How many? We got a few more minutes? 3 more minutes? You guys have been a great audience. This series is awesome. I think it's so important. If you're not at the marriage age, you know, and this is the way I've looked at throughout life with different stages before we had kids, and we'd hear a message about raising kids or whatever. Store it away. You might be 15 or 16 and going, that's a ways off or whatever. Store the information away because you'll be there, and these will be tools for you. All right.
Remember that's like the person you're gonna like raise kids with, and raising kids is hard. So like, make sure you're like compatible. We're kind of we're kind of laid back parents, and if one of you is more strict than that's gonna be like a really big hindrance in your marriage or in your raising of your kids, but. I don't know. Make sure, watch how he treats his mom. Probably how he treats his mom is how he's going to treat you.
That's another thing I was going to mention too. Is parents is whoever you're interested in. Look at their parents. That's a really important thing. And I think that you know Jill's parents obviously are very faithful people, and they're over here. And as you guys know, but they've been around. They have been up and down, in and out, and kind of a thing. And they've obviously been married for a long, long time. And if you're dating someone that hasn't had that privilege, I'm not saying that that's not the one for you. That's up to you and God. But I do think it's important because that's their example, right? That's the example they've had. And so that's just something to think about, too, is look at their parents. All right. I think we're about done. You got anything else?
We kept it funny and laughy, but it's not really. It's a really serious decision. Marriage is hard. I keep saying that, but it really is hard. It's really hard. But, I mean, if you do it with your best friend, you'll make it through, and with God, of course. But it is hard. But so wait. Take your time. I still remember, I felt like I was an old maid at 21, but I totally wasn't. But just wait and God will send you the perfect one. I mean, I'm telling you, we're complete opposites, but somehow it works. So.
Can I put, okay, Aubrey, yes. Sister Aubrey.
How do you decide where to live when you're long distance?
That's a great question.
Well, you want to go?
No, you can go.
First off, I wouldn't encourage you to move necessarily. I mean, we waited until we got married because that I just think it's important to date for a while. And she was, you know, at home. I was living at home. And I think that's, you know, but once you're married, that's you got to talk to God about that, of course. Is that what you're wondering about once you get married? Yeah, that's a hard one, especially if it's a long distance. Obviously, you want to be where a strong congregation is. And if whoever you're dating doesn't have a congregation next to them, that might be a really good sign to, hey, they need to move your way kind of a thing. But if you both have strong congregations, then can I put one? Does that make sense?
I grew up like saying I never wanted to live in Ohio. Like, I think, Mom, do you remember that? I always said I want to move out of Ohio. I just didn't mean Oregon. I meant like Florida or something. But so
Hawaii.
Yes, exactly. Not Oregon.
Can I put one quick plug in, you guys? You probably have heard of the book. Not that I'm an expert at all. That's not what it's about. But
he had to totally buy his own book yesterday and read.
I did have to buy it. The reason I put the plug out there is this came from a couple messages I preached here in a youth revival several years ago, and I've thought about bringing some of these things again. But what I wanted to direct you to is in the back of the book, I did a little book review, which just has some key points. If you're not a big reader, it's not a super long book. It's like 33 pages or something. But if you're not a big reader, get it. There's just some really quick like little tidbits that I think will be helpful. All right, but again, that's up to you, and there's that. Any other final questions, you guys? Yes?
Is there a promo code for the book?
I'll give you a discount. Best question tonight gets this one for free. Yes?
I have one more.
One more.
What was the easiest thing to cook?
What's the easiest thing to
for
cook?
You.
Easiest thing to cook?
I make spaghetti. Tacos! We have tacos like 3 times a week.
Yeah, we love tacos.
Make them, but I do like tacos.
Oh, the dating one?
First one, yeah.
The first photo?
That was our very first picture together. So I was 18 and he was 24. Wow. It was in when we went to the Oregon camp meeting.
You guys, thanks for being a great audience. You guys have an awesome youth group, as I think I've told you that many times over the years. It's true, and you're so blessed. And the visiting young people, keep coming back. We love having you here as well. And
your spouse might be in this room.
What's that?
Your spouse might be in this room.
Your spouse might be in this room. You guys, start
when
looking
around.
When
you're 13,
around.
Look at the 19-year-olds. You never know. Wait a while, but hey.
All right, you guys, are they dismissed, or who's got it from here?
Go ahead.
All right. Thank you, everybody. Have a good night.